Chapter 9. Who is Buffalo?
I'm so sad,
Benny said. Henry put his arm around his little brother. Watch did his best. I think it's time to find Grandfather and head home, Henry said.
Hot chocolate would make me feel better, Benny said. And maybe we could get a bone for Watch. He did do his best.
Benny gave Watch a hug.
Sure thing, Jesse said.
Violet put the leash on Watch.
Good try, boy, Violet said.
The kids shook hands with Mr. Lillipool, then went over to congratulate Dante.
Good luck in Hollywood, Henry said.
Yeah,
Dante said, shuffling his feet and not looking up.
Are you excited about going?
Benny asked.
I would be jumping up and down.
I'm not going to Hollywood, Dante said. Just Buffalo. I get to keep the money, though.
He shrugged and said, but I'm not sure I deserve it.
Why don't you get to go to Hollywood with your dog?
Asked Benny.
Why don't you think you deserve the money?
Jesse asked. Dante stumbled over his answers.
Oh, well, you know, Hollywood's far away and, well, really bent, I mean, Buffalo did all the work. I just showed up, so, well, bye now,
Dante replied. Then he waved awkwardly and headed over to Ms. Warner. Henry said.
Even though we solved the mystery, there's still something weird here.
Henry, can we head out now?
Benny asked.
Sure, Benny, Henry replied. Let's go.
On the way out, they walked past the obstacle course.
Seeing that obstacle course makes me really mad at Mr. Benjamin, Benny said. He shouldn't have cheated.
The Aldens all agreed. The kids walked past Timmy in the stage kitchen. He was near the refrigerator, reading his lines for the commercial. He waved at the Aldens and said,
Sorry you aren't coming to Hollywood, but I'll send you free tickets to see Lightning Man when it comes out.
Thanks,
Jessie replied. She was holding Watch's leash, leading him toward the exit.
Don't forget your souvenir bowl,
Lisa said to the Aldens. She pointed at the silver bowl.
I'll go get the bowl, Henry said. I'll meet you by the door.
Henry walked back into the audition area. He saw that Ms. Warner was hugging Buffalo. Dante was standing a bit back from them.
Way to go, Henry heard her say in a very low voice. We showed them, didn't we?
Straightening up, she said, I bet you are still hungry. You good doggy, you. Picking up Buffalo's bowl, she filled it with more Wonder Mutt food, then set it back down.
That's another odd thing, Henry said to himself. Miss Warner loves that dog too much.
Henry picked up Watch's bowl. It was still full of food. He carried it over to his siblings.
I smell that citronella perfume again, Violet said.
Benny sneezed. Suddenly, Watch made a big tug on his leash. Jesse lost control. Watch dashed across the audition room. His nose was tight to the floor.
Does he smell another steak?
Violet asked. Benny gave the air a big smell and his stomach a pat.
Nope, there's no steak here today,
Benny replied.
Then what is going on?
Jesse asked. The Alden children ran to catch up with their dog. Watch was fast. He skidded past Miss Warner, Buffalo, and Dante. Watch jumped onto the obstacle course set. He leapt over the log and under the bench, through the hoop and down the slide. Then Watch flew into the stage kitchen where Timmy was and bounded into his arms. Timmy was surprised, but he was able to catch Watch and then set him down. Then Watch went straight to the new bowl of food that Miss Warner had set down for Buffalo. He stuck his nose in the bowl and began eating away.
Wow, Benny said. I told you he was hungry.
Henry, Jesse, and Violet were surprised to see Watch eating out of Buffalo's bowl. Henry still had the bowl of food with Watch's name on it in his hand. Mr. Lillipool, Timmy, and Lisa came over to see what was going on.
He does like my food,
Mr. Lillipool said. Watch continued to gobble up the food.
Of course, Benny replied. Wonder Mutt is all he ever eats at home.
Then why didn't he eat it during the audition?
Mr. Lillipool asked.
Watch acted like he was repelled by the food.
Henry snapped his fingers.
That's it! He was repelled!
Henry said. He turned to face Lisa. Your invention is a big success.
And the dog food mystery is now completely solved, Jesse said.